what's up, everybody? Coming at you live from outside Harkins Theaters because I cannot get in until Reagan is here. She's at personal training, being all selfish and stuff, trying to get fit while I'm stuck out here wearing a long sleeve yellow Spider-Man shirt, looking like a psychopath because it's 95 degrees outside and I'm starving. She's bringing lunch, so we can't really bring that inside just yet. Sorry, I'm trying to do this discreetly because I'm a little self-conscious about talking into this giant recorder with a big microphone on the top. But, oh man, that guy looks like Thor. Holy cow. Anyway, I just wanted to give you guys a little insight on our day. I've been here for an hour already. Still have 9 more to go because I'm stupid and bought the 9 o'clock showing because I actually thought I was going to go to work today. Well, that's ridiculous. Anyway, I'm hoping to get inside, talk to some nerds inside, see what's up, see what they think is going to happen. And this is the warning for all you who have not seen Avengers Endgame. Just go ahead and not listen to the rest of this podcast until you see it. I'm fine with not having all the downloads immediately because I don't want to spoil anything for you guys. Sorry, that UPS guy gave me a dirty look. Anyway, turn this podcast off right now if you haven't seen it. Reagan will be here. We'll get her back on to talk about, just kind of do like an Infinity War summary and kind of talk about our theories about what might happen today. But I have no idea. I'm nervous. I'm scared. I'm not 100% sure everybody's going to come back or not. But it's hot. I'm tired. I'm thirsty. And I'm not going to drink any water because I keep seeing all this stuff about when's a good time to go to the bathroom. And I wasn't planning on going to the bathroom until people started talking about it. And it made me think more about it. Yeah, so I'm probably going to ruin my experience thinking about trying not to go to the bathroom when I wouldn't have been thinking about it anyway. So thanks, guys, for that. Yeah, just super excited. We'll get Reagan on here. She'll liven things up. Just want to give you guys a little insight, and I'm really bored, so I figured I'd talk into this microphone. Sorry if like it sounds super bad or awkward, because I've never used the hand recorder part of this, so I don't know how the audio sounds or if I'm too loud or too quiet, but we'll figure it out. We'll deal with it. I will talk to you guys soon.
Hello, guys. It is now 2:30, and we just switched our tickets to the 6 p.m. showing. And we were originally going to see it at 9, and we weren't going to get out of the movie until like 12:30, so we're pretty stoked. But we are second in line, and we would have been first in line if we didn't need to eat food, because I had to bring Chipotle for us, and they wouldn't let us bring it in, so we sat outside and ate it. And during that time, some guys got ahead of us in line, but we're still going to get good seats. We're still going to be like the second people in the theater. The anticipation is running hella high. I'm currently laying in KJ's lap in the lobby of Harkins, and all is well. I'm not prepared, but it's happening. Okay, we'll check in later.
Hey.
Is there any way to, like, insert...
Hey, everybody.
A silence with just, like, crickets in the background?
We'll figure it out. Yeah, we literally just got home.
Wait, this is the sound of me putting my forehead on the microphone in utter defeat.
Yeah. I wouldn't say defeat. I would say...
No, but I feel exhausted.
I feel defeated, but it was in all essence of the horrible parts, it was a great victory in Marvel world. And this little universe I like to think is real.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad it's not.
Yeah.
If he bites me right now, I'm
me freaking too.
Gonna shove him off the
table.
Walt's
on the table with us.
Ugh. Okay.
So here's the part where...
Where if you haven't seen the movie, turn this off.
Yeah, we've already... I included a spoiler alert earlier. Here's another one. Do not listen if you have not seen the damn movie.
If you
go see the movie,
you have 5 seconds. Five.
Go buy your tickets right
four,
now.
3, 2, 1. I cried off my eyelashes within the first 25 minutes of the movie.
I know. I nothing even like off. Really happened yet.
I don't know what's wrong with me. I was crying most of the movie.
I think the opening credit or the opening scene crushed you. So let's
wait. I forgot what it was.
We'll go through it. It's when Clint. Hawkeye was with his family when the snap happened. They all disappeared when he turned his back. Gut wrenching.
Barely cried at that.
I think that's what that really got the movie off to. You knew where this was going.
Horrifying start. Oh, I dropped the lid again.
I'm just going to put this on the ground.
Okay. I already forgot everything that happened after that.
I want to see this now.
Can we go see it again? We should have walked out of the 6 o'clock and went straight to the 9 o'clock.
I would totally.
I think we would have been late to the 9 o'clock, though, because we got out at 9.
We would have gotten missed the credits, but that doesn't matter.
Side note. When we got home, I got home before KJ, and we left Walter alone all day, so I was really excited to see him. And I picked him up, and I carried him outside so we could watch KJ come home.
Well, he drove up with the car, and he got scared.
Yeah, and then KJ drove up, and he looked like he was getting all excited because he kind of, like, perked up. But then he just went nutso and sunk his claws into my chest and my hand and then jumped off of me and, like, tore.
Yeah, he
it's probably
he
an inch long on my chest, so I have battle wounds as well as emotional wounds tonight.
Yes, and we will get to all of our moods. We need to really... I wanted to, like, take notes and crap, but no. I didn't. But I need to see this again for
honestly,
sure.
Honestly,
my
head hurts from crying.
I teared up 3 times and cried once. Like,
what part did you cry at?
When Iron Man finally saw Spider-Man.
Oh, okay. I saw your that eyes.
That tore me apart.
I saw your eyes... well up, but I didn't know you actually cried. Yeah,
I did. That was the worst. The best scene, in my opinion.
Of all the things that you could have legit cried at.
Well, because that's kind of ties in to my life. You know, the whole no male role model, really, in my life. Mm-hmm. So, that just hit me in a soft spot.
Well, that's precious.
Yeah.
When are you going to meet your male role model?
I did, and his name is Peter Quill. Okay, hold on. Let's... we'll get there. We got to start from the top.
Okay.
So.
Start from the top. Devastating.
Yes. Right away, you're devastated. Then you get into.
I don't remember what happened after that.
You get most of the. It's really quick. Like, I was kind of annoyed how quick everything moved, but I'm very happy it moved quick because it went straight from Hawkeye's family disappearing to Iron Man and Nebula on the ship. That was like a 2-minute scene. I thought that was going to be a very long,
but it showed,
drawn out thing.
It showed how, like, if they were only on the ship for 22 days, how did Iron Man lose so much weight? Like, he looked sick.
They probably ate a tiny amount of food.
And I guess space will do things to you, but
yeah. So they jumped straight into that to Captain Marvel.
Saved by Captain Marvel.
Comes. I kind of expected that part to her save him. And then
it goes back down.
Well, then
they take him back.
They take him
Avengers.
Down. He kind of loses. He's not quite
he's not
the
himself.
Same. Yeah, obviously, he's dehydrated. He's starving. He was in space for 23 days. Very hopeless. He collapses. He's in the hospital, the Avengers hospital, for a little bit. While everybody else finds out that Thanos was in
a different planet.
They found out where Thanos was. I'm really close to that. They found out where he was, and so they geared up, got ready to go, got there, confronted him. They find out that Thanos destroyed all the stones. 24 days, something after the snap happened. So, Thor cuts his head off. Literally cuts Thanos' head off. Shocking.
It wasn't even satisfying, though. That's the thing is because you know that it's not the end.
It was way too easy.
I don't think
easy,
we necessarily need to recap it. I think we need to just go from
scene
to scene.
Yeah, we'll go. I'm
talk.
Just trying to, like, get my emotions, or not my emotions,
I know,
my reactions.
Put it all together.
So then it, like, just immediately pops up 5 years later.
Oh, that was
super
horrible.
Slow. That was hard to watch. And then it just kind of shows everybody, you know, what they're doing in 5 years.
Steve is leading a support group.
Yeah, Captain America's leading a support group. Black Widow's in charge of what's left of S.H.I.E.L.D. Or the Avengers.
Her hair looks terrible.
Yeah, what do you expect? Hawkeye is literally murdering every bad person in the world.
Hawkeye is also the hottest one in the movie, in my opinion.
Kinda.
Oh my gosh.
He's an old man.
I think Jeremy Renner is so attractive.
He has a sweet haircut.
Mm-hmm. And a sweet sleeve. Did you see that?
Okay. Probably this weekend I will have whatever it takes tattooed somewhere on my body.
Timmery and Roxy, listen to this. I don't care.
That's getting on my body permanently somewhere. Anyway, so everyone's kind of hopeless.
Wait, also, Captain Marvel's haircut.
Captain Marvel's haircut is horrible.
Well, in our opinion, because...
it's bad.
Some people like that look.
I know where the character's going now. Which I'm not like disappointed or anything, but I think it's been obvious since the beginning.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna say it, but
I don't care that she does. I don't like those haircuts.
I don't like it. It's like it, whatever.
Like I'm not gonna think you're like not attractive for cutting your hair like that. But for me, like I loved her short hair in her movie. I know, it looked good. And then when she grew it out, I was like, meh, whatever. And then she freaking cuts it, and I'm like, oh, like can you stop like cutting real your short. Hair? Like, we're talking pixie cut here.
Like a done-up pixie cut. It's like a swishy...
like your hair.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I mean, I'm all for female empowerment and cutting your hair however you want. I don't
like it.
I felt like her trademark style was her short hair in her movie. Like, you never see the characters other than Romanoff changing their hair.
Right.
Like, they all... well, I guess Thor. They've been doing a lot of hair changes lately. If Gamora...
Thor, we're going to get to Thor. Oh, Thor's weird in the movie. But so everyone's just off doing the thing. And then Ant-Man comes back from a mouse, a rat, like kind of kicks the van, like the quantum thing in the van. Brings him back. He's figuring it out. He ends up to the Avengers Tower.
I feel like that was a weak plot like line.
Oh,
how are we going to bring Scott back from the quantum realm?
It's a comic book. Yeah. It's... so they get together, they figure out we could time travel and get all the stones before Thanos gets them.
But it's hella tricky.
Very hard because you can't mess with anything, which is...
but they totally
we'll
did.
We'll get there.
They messed with so much.
I don't want to try to make sense of it.
I know.
But
we just need to see it again. But they literally messed with so much. Like the whole Nebula switching places thing messed with everything.
Yeah, and Nebula shooting herself.
Yeah. What?
And Captain America, we're jumping way ahead.
But we're just trying to process everything.
Oh, you've guys already seen this, so you know what's going on. But Captain America going back and not freezing affects the entire timeline of the Avengers.
The entire Avengers form.
But it did nothing change. I don't know.
I don't understand
I think it might have. I'm sure they cleared it up in the beginning. It's just hard to catch on.
Oh, wait. Remember, they went back and put the stones back. Remember when Hulk was talking
back.
To...
the
sorry
Doctor Strange lady.
Yes,
but they had to go put the stones back, but then he decided to stay and hang out with
but he still put the stones back,
Peggy Carter. But it's still like nothing would have happened without Captain America coming back.
I like
where it's going, though.
We'll look it up.
Let's get through this. So
okay, where were we? We were at Captain Marvel's haircut.
They figured out they could time travel. Uh-huh. So that's took up a good chunk of the movie.
But then they had to go find everybody that wasn't there. So they go they go to New Asgard. Mm. And Thor's there in a hut with his Kiwi friend made of rocks and the other little guy.
Yeah. Let's just say Thor is very troubled. Even like the first scene before he cuts his head off, Rocket says it. He's like, yeah, he's screwed up. He thinks he failed. And Thor took it on himself that everybody died because he didn't go for the head.
I know what I'm going to get tattooed.
Huh?
I went for the head. That's what she said.
Yeah, I know. Anyway.
No, but let's just put, if there's two words I could use to describe Thor in this movie, it would be beer belly.
Yes.
Like he's huge.
It talks, he's very fat Thor. It's funny. It's really funny.
I hated it. I hated every second of it.
Well, it's just like, remember in one of the Shreks, Puss in Boots was really fat? I think the last
one. But Puss in Boots is the same thing. Thor.
I know. But it was the same thing. Thor ends up still being Thor and being a super bad A.
It's just so hard.
But it is disappointing. He's going to be in Guardians of the Galaxy, which I am hella excited about.
So
I'm sure they're going to thin him out.
Yeah.
He has to.
But he's not going to get his own movie.
They
he's
might.
Just going to be with the Guardians.
It could go That's somewhere from there.
Stupid ice
but
machine.
I know. Anyway, so Thor's kind of disappointing, but he's screwed up. So you have to appreciate, not appreciate, mm-hmm. you have to understand the mental health part of
I
it.
Totally
the trauma.
Do. Oh, I totally do.
But it's just like disappointing. You see, Thor finally got this character and it's like he has a personality in the
and then
third
they take
Thor.
It away.
And then it's kind of taken away.
They're like, here, you're a drunk now.
But then he kind of goes back to it at the end. You kind of see the Thor.
Okay, we're just skipping around. But everybody started cheering like crazy when Captain America held...
Oh, that was the greatest moment in my life.
I'm sorry, I don't understand. Only does that just mean that he's worthy to hold
he's
it?
He's worthy to hold the hammer. Nobody
Why only
on
then?
Earth. Because just something happened with him. Just like in the first Thor, he couldn't hold it. But then he could after he did... Something he made like a sacrifice, he protected mm-hmm. people, like a moral thing. It's like in the Age of Ultron, you could, when everyone's just kind of drunk and trying to pick up the hammer, that he nudges it. And
oh,
then remember, because he's the only one to ever move it besides Thor. And so, even like when it happened, when Captain America picked it up,
Thor was like,
oh, I knew it.
Okay,
that
I remember seeing that in Age of Ultron.
An electric moment that was
literally
insane. And then he can, like, summon thunder. I was going to pee myself.
And then they, like, work together when with both of them. Stormbreaker.
That was the last, the big fight scene is, I
oh my gosh.
Wanted to.
I don't think I've cried like that. Like, it was almost like a happy scream cry.
Oh, when everybody came back through the Doctor Strange's portal, that was when I teared up. Big.
Oh, you looked over at me, didn't you?
Yeah, you were bawling.
Well,
I was crying. I was like, holy
cow. It was just a very powerful moment.
A very powerful
I had to
moment.
Keep reminding myself this is fiction, but it was just
it's
it's such a community feeling. Like, you knew everybody in that theater was so excited and happy in that moment. But then freaking Gamora doesn't come back.
Well, no, I think I expected that because it's like a weird time travel thing. But Thanos catches on to this plot. How did Thanos come back? Oh, he went through the thing. Yeah, so Thanos caught on to they're trying to gather the stones before he does, because he somehow taps into Nebula's whatever.
Yeah, that was
it's complicated
weird.
But I understand it makes sense to me. I just can't explain it. And so whatever.
Same.
So Thanos is probably the best villain ever. I think he's definitely he's the best villain. I don't like him, but he's the best villain. You have to appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
It was Voldemort.
Voldemort's ugly.
So is Thanos.
Thanos killed trillions of people. Voldemort did not.
Okay, well,
Thanos kicked three of the greatest superheroes all time butts up until the end. When everyone was together flying, what really got me is when both the armies are charging at each other, and then you see like Spider-Man swing in, and you see Peter Quill flying right next to him, and Hulk was so disappointing. Hulk,
isn't he always?
No, in the first two Avengers, he was a machine. He was a baddie. He was angry Hulk.
He's always like a little
smashing stuff. And now he's a hipster.
I just feel like he's always been a little toddler. Like, yeah, he can smash stuff, but like his emotional regulation is
no. That's the thing with Hulk. He's just like, I'm gonna smash and smash, and now he's like Bruce Banner and Hulk combined. It's Professor Hulk. I knew it was gonna end up being that way.
Is he gonna get a movie like that?
I think so.
Ooh.
I don't like it because he doesn't look like Hulk. He looks like a green Bruce Banner, and he's a wuss. He doesn't beat things up. You never saw him once in the last scene do anything.
Mm-hmm.
I saw him push somebody, but he's not like jumping off buildings and freaking throwing
stuff.
Yeah,
he had to have Ant-Man come
Ant-Man
save him.
Ant-Man was awesome. Ant-Man
was
50
say,
feet tall.
Ant-Man deserves...
He freaking punched. Ant-Man is setting up to be probably the most important character in the future.
Wait, pause the phone.
This one?
No. Oh. Hold the song. Wait, what's...
Pause
the song. Hold the phone. Freaking Wanda.
That was awesome.
Her redemption arc was insane. Like, mm-hmm. she went from being like this little, I'm in love with Vision and that's all I can think
about. She went from a prisoner and a slave from all that.
Yeah, but I'm talking about from Infinity War to here. And then she comes back and she is angry and she's...
We're keeping these tickets.
Babe, that was loud.
Sorry.
And she's angry and she's ready to kick some... And she freaking does. Like... I've never, I'm, I And then the scene where they had all the women.
There was a very cool woman power. Yeah.
And I started the clap in the theater. I started clapping and everybody else followed.
That was awesome.
I cried really hard then too. Because you just see like woman. And then like, loved it. If only Gamora was there.
Yeah. What was I saying before I was so rudely interrupted?
I'm sorry. I had to talk about Wanda. I'm just kidding. You were talking about Ant-Man being the most important character.
Oh, yeah. So I really like the way it's the next. Because they're going to keep going with the Avengers, but with different characters. And so I like the way they're going with it, with like Falcon being the new Captain America, which is.
What was up with that? I thought it was supposed to be Bucky.
The Captain America guy I talked to outside, I asked him, it's Bucky who's supposed to be Captain America after this, right? He's like, well, yeah. And then also Falcon is as well. They decided to go the Falcon route just because. I like the message behind it. It's like a black guy playing Captain America.
Well, and I really
which is
like,
I like that.
I
don't
like
mind
Falcon
it.
Too.
I like him too. It's not like I understand. Well, it's kind of a political thing, but it's not like I'm slapping it in your face political. It's like I can get everybody should be able to get behind.
Yeah, and
a
like,
black Captain America.
The other thing too is that Sam was never.
That's
a superhero.
He was never a relevant, super relevant person.
He just kind of was like, here's some wings, but then
neither is Captain America. Captain America doesn't
but
have any
he
superpowers.
But he was like genetically altered. Yeah. Sam was just a regular guy. He still is a regular guy. Bucky has superpowers. Did anybody else just hear KJ burp?
Did you hear it?
We're both drinking like Pepsi because literally I have the worst headache from crying so much. And sometimes caffeine helps. So we grabbed a can of soda right before we started this. And we both had to lean off the mic to... Oh, there it goes again.
Sorry. No, yeah. Okay. And then...
That didn't feel 3 hours long.
No.
I kept thinking, oh, it's not over yet. It's not over yet.
I know. When they were...
I never wanted it
I was kind of... I wasn't disappointed in the beginning. I was like, I know something's about to happen. Something's about to happen. And then with the gathering the stones was pretty fun. And then freaking Black Widow throwing herself. Oh, they're both fighting each other to get off the cliff. She did the right move, obviously. He has kids and stuff. She doesn't.
But so does freaking Iron Man.
Well... I will see why. Iron Man used to be this super selfish person. He wouldn't, like, first Iron Man would never have done that. And now it's like, Iron Man is, he freaking sacrificed himself with a wife and kin.
Poor Pepper.
Yeah, Pepper showed up in an Iron Man suit. Pretty bad, eh?
I just feel that movie was so...
I need to see it 4 more times before...
Seriously, let's go tomorrow.
Tuesday?
Can we go tomorrow?
We have to see that stupid thing tomorrow.
We'll talk about that in a minute. Can we go during the day? Or do you have
work? I have to work.
Let's see it Saturday.
We'll figure it out.
Saturday morning.
We'll figure out. Let's see if we can even get tickets.
We can. If we could get them. If people. Okay. So here's the sitch. KJ went down to Harkins at 10 a.m. this morning. We originally were going to get there at 5 a.m. But we called and talked to the people at Harkins, and they said that the theater that we were seeing it in was only 26% sold. So we're like, okay. And I had a pretty important class today. It was like review for my final, and whew, I'm glad I went because it was super helpful. So I didn't even end up showing up until like 2 because I had to go to personal training on my way home, and then I got super, super sweaty, so I had to take a shower, and then I wanted to look cute, so I like threw some makeup on, and then I had to go pick up lunch and get like energy drinks. So KJ was there from 10 o'clock on, and I got there from 2 o'clock on, and when we got there, I brought Chipotle, and KJ didn't want to eat it inside, and so we were sitting outside. Even though KJ was the first in the line the entire day for all of the showings, except for like maybe 2 other girls were there before you.
I think there were a couple other people already there.
Yeah, but because we were sitting outside eating, this huge group of high schoolers got in front of us. But it was fine. It didn't even end up impacting us. I kind of liked our seats anyways. But yeah, they let us into the theater. Oh, we switched our tickets. We were originally going to see it at 9, and we switched our tickets to the 6 o'clock.
I couldn't imagine just
I know
starting. We'd be an hour in. You must see a bug.
I'm dead.
Yeah, so we got lucky. We were able to switch our tickets to 6.
So we would just now be sitting there watching it.
Yeah,
but,
so.
Where was I going with this?
I don't know.
What are we talking about?
I don't know. All in all, I'm pretty happy how it all ended.
I'm not.
I'm disappointed in Hulk's character. Just this Thor. Just because I understand why.
I just wish that it when at just that moment when he... grabs Stormbreaker and the lightning hits and he gets the weird little fishtail beard And then
I like that.
Oh no.
That's throwing it forward to like old Thor. He has a big old beard. It's just like comic books. It's just alluding to.
I hate
old Thor.
I hate beards like that. I'm just gonna.
It was a Viking beard. He looked like a straight Viking.
He did look like a Viking. But
Fat Thor was kind of.
And
not,
did
ruin
you notice
it.
When they did that, they didn't make him skinny?
No, his armor didn't make him skinny. No.
But I was saying, like, when he did his little transformation with his hair, I was like, oh, maybe. Like, I wish during that moment they would have reverted him back to either, like, first movie Thor or short hair Thor.
Mm.
I don't know. Maybe anyway. I'm just surface level like that, and I care too much about Thor's looks. But
a handsome Chris Hemsworth, a skinny, fit, hot Chris Hemsworth is a good Chris Hemsworth. So it's not that big a deal.
I feel like we're missing an entire hour and a half of the movie.
I know.
Scott Lang, badass.
Yeah, he's a big part. He's gonna Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
When him and Iron Man hugged, I lost my mind.
What about at the end when he's hugging and he's saying, I'm sorry.
Oh yeah, Iron Man dies, by the way.
I think we all know that if they're listening to this. Holy crap.
That was my last tearjerker moment when
I had
and
tears,
Pepper Potts.
Ran all the way down my face, down my neck, and into my shirt.
Yeah,
that was crying so hard.
Tough moment.
Oh, Pepper, you can rest now.
Ugh, poor guy. Iron Man's had like such the hard. He's had the hardest superhero transformation, if that's what I'm looking for. Just like his life after becoming Iron Man, because most of the other movies, he doesn't sleep. He's traumatized. He's PTSD from the Avengers and from the first Iron Man. That's just, it's like he was the first superhero. He was the first one, and then he dies in the last one.
Sorry, I'm crying again a little
bit.
I
know. I was tearing up real bad. Not real, but I wasn't tearing up. I was super sad, just like waiting in the dead of the, it was probably the sun and the heat getting to me, but when I was waiting outside all day, I was just thinking about everything. I was like, man.
You started crying while
no,
you were sitting
I was,
there by
I
yourself?
I got sad. I was like, man, this is it. This might be it. I know there's more, but it's not. This
it's
isn't
never
it.
Gonna be
this
the
isn't
same.
Like Thor's not gonna be a Thor's like help got me through my the divorce and it's just like a big I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I always look.
No, I understand.
Looked
it.
Up to these fake superheroes. I wish they were really weird.
Hey,
real.
I'm gonna bring in a Harry Potter anecdote. There's a line in the seventh book where, right after Harry dies, he gets like transported to this, like. Almost like, what's the word I'm looking for here? Purgatory. Like, in between heaven and earth. That's not the right word.
You're
the train
right.
station
Purgatory,
scene.
Yeah.
And Harry asks Dumbledore, who's there talking to him, he said, is this all happening inside my head? And Dumbledore said, well, of course it's happening inside your head, Harry, but why on earth should that mean that it's not real? So, even though the Avengers are fiction, that doesn't mean that they're not real and important to us.
Right. There's always, they're,
yeah.
I like the role model kind of thing.
Like, we were talking about this on our way out of the theater. Like, I've only technically been a real true Marvel fan for a year. Like, I've been on board since Guardians of the Galaxy came out, because that's, like, the first one I saw that I was like, whoa, I really like this. But even only watching and, like, knowing everything for a year, like, seeing that movie was very emotional, like. It is. Yeah. It just feels like the closing of a book, and it's sad.
Right. Yeah. Thor was my first one. Mm-hmm. I was just like, just at that. I was like,
wasn't he the first one, or was
14?
It Hulk?
No, Iron Man was.
Oh, okay.
So it was Iron Man, Hulk, Iron Man, Thor. So I caught on when Thor came on. I was like 14. So yeah. I was like, that was like, frick. I've been tied to these guys for 8 years.
Since you were
at least
9. You're 23, pal.
I'm old. Anyway, I loved it.
I did too.
I really loved it. I definitely need to see it like 5 more times.
And I'm definitely going to go sit on my phone for the next 3 hours.
Yeah, see, I'm probably not sleeping. I'm definitely going to see if there's like like things we missed. There wasn't an end credit scene, but there was a lot of like a blacksmith hammering in the background. I'm really interested in what that is.
I don't know. Was Ned de Valier?
I don't think he died. I'm really excited for Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Oh,
that's going to
be
a lot of fun.
Where's Loki? Is he dead?
I really think Loki's dead.
I'm fine with that. He's a...
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to have to bleep that out. Sorry.
No, yeah, I was thinking that...
We could just put an explicit.
No, I'm not being explicit. It makes us look bad. No, yeah, I was thinking that when I walked in. I was like, oh, I didn't see Loki. He must really be on. But these kids behind us were talking about a Loki theory, and I didn't quite
figure him out. Well, he has his own TV show.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is.
So, Natasha Romanoff is dead. Gamora is dead. Iron Man's dead.
Yeah, Gamora's kind of dead.
Captain America's dead.
Well, you never see Captain America die. He's just old.
Okay.
So I think that'd be kind of, it's not going to be Steve Rogers, but
that's so sad.
That'd be kind of cool if it's like him kind of directing everything.
What? America's ass. That was the best line. I'm going to get that tattooed on me. That is America's ass. And when does he say the S word?
Oh yeah. Captain America drops bombs.
I just wanted so badly for somebody to come over his earpiece and say language. Cause wasn't he? Oh, he wasn't with Iron Man.
It was Age of Ultron.
No, I know, but when they were in New York, who was the team? It was him. It was Iron Man.
Yeah,
and Iron Scott Man. Lang.
And yeah.
Oh, I really wish that Iron Man would have come over and said language.
Language. That was a very Scott Lang's the low-key hero in that story.
I love Scott Lang
in that movie. I'm excited for his character, his next movie.
Mm-hmm. And Hope. I like Hope.
Hope. She's a beast. Anyway. Mm-hmm.
What else are we missing?
I don't know. I'm very excited for the future of Marvel.
But we'll never forget.
Don't forget who brought you there, everybody.
Don't forget Natasha, Tony, Steve, Stan Lee, Gamora.
Yeah, Stan Lee.
And Thanos.
Yeah, screw Thanos. Stupid.
Honestly, what a ball sack.
That nutsack of a chin.
I like to prefer myself as a Titan killing long-term booty call.
Long-term booty call. Oh yeah, we're really excited for everything else. I'm trying to think.
I'm really excited to go to bed and not have to think about it anymore.
I'm not going to bed, but I'm really sad. Thinking about it.
Well, I mean, go lay in bed.
No, I feel you. Yeah, it was very good. I'm very happy with it. No complaints. I need to see it a few more times to make sense of the time travel part of it.
Oh, I know, that blew my mind.
I know I think they explained it and made it not airtight, but no holes in it. I don't think there's like minor holes through all these 24 movies. They're like very minor holes. Mm-hmm. So they've been doing a very good job at tightening those up.
Mm-hmm. For anybody who was following our Instagram stories, we did not use the briefs.
We didn't. We went to the bathroom a lot.
Yeah.
But right before.
By brief, I mean adult diaper, for those of you who have never heard that that's the term. But yeah, I went to the bathroom at least 6 times from the time I got to the theater to the time it started.
Just forcing everything out.
I stopped drinking fluids at 4 and the movie started at 6, but I was still so stressed. I still don't have to pee.
No. Yeah, so make sure you guys already know. You're listening to this. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Oh my goodness.
Let's go to bed.
All right. From 2 very emotionally wrecked Marvel fans, good night.
Good night.
You can rest now.
I won't. But yeah, I will get a whatever it takes on my body somewhere.
Okay.
It's official.
Keep
being decent.
And rest in peace, Iron Man.
Rest in peace, Iron Man.
Bye.
Bye.